This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection. Welcome to episode 162 of A Sonic Youth. This week we're focusing on early MJ Lenderman. Lenderman's latest album, Manning Fireworks, was released at the start of September and has become, arguably, the breakthrough alt-rock album of the year and my favourite new album of the year. I covered Manning Fireworks when it was first released in episode 153, so go check that out if you haven't. Manning Fireworks is a truly brilliant album, but I've been listening to a lot of his earlier work too, and it's also all really great. So let's look through his past record, starting with 2022's Boat Songs. That was Lenderman's third studio album, and the first to be properly recognised. The show's opening track is from that album, named You Have Bought Yourself a Boat. Another favourite track from Boat Songs is the crushingly heavy and sad track Toontown. There's heavy Jason Molina vibes here.
I'm your beat down rodeo clown, with his pants pulled down, faded face paint smile. Leave the end on a simmer. did you find my Disney World? Did it make you dizzy, girl? When it fell apart, did it break your heart?
I'm Oliver Gray, this is a Sonic Youth, and that was MJ Lenderman with Toontown. A lot of debate, mostly in YouTube music video comment sections, and at this point becoming an inside joke, has been given to who Lenderman sounds like. To me, that's what makes him so great. There's such a mishmash of great artists in his sound. Most identify the indie slack rockers of Pavement and Dinosaur Jr., or at least Jay Maskus. Others point to heavier alt country groups like Uncle Tupelo, Sun Volt, and early Wilco. Others identify the more lyrical alt country artists such as David Berman and Silver Jews, and they're all correct. However, I most closely identify Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Jason Molina, Drive By Truckers, and lo-fi indie rockers Sparkle Horse. This is backed up by the covers Lenderman has performed, and by the t-shirts he wears, along with his sound, of course. At a recent Drive By Truckers gig, Lenderman joined them on stage to cover Neil Young's Rocking in the Free World, which is an amazing crossover of three generations of kick-ass rock and rollers. I offer the best simple explanation of Lenderman's sound as a punk rock Jason Molina. Not that Jason Molina couldn't rock out, especially when playing with his bands Magnolia Electric Co. and Songs of Hire, but as you'll hear later in the show, Lenderman's sound has a wild side. But for now, here's a track which most closely reminds me of Molina. It's from Lenderman's first full album, self-titled and released in 2019. Here's My Baby Says.
Time for me now.
Listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was MJ Lindemann with My Baby Says. 25-year-old Mark Jacob Lindemann grew up in Asheville, North Carolina. Music played a heavy role in his life from an early age. He was an altar boy, and soon he discovered the likes of Melina and Sparkle Horse's Mark Linkus. After releasing work on Bandcamp, Lindemann played drums for fellow Ashevillian Indigo De Souza on her 2018 and 2021 albums. Around that time he met Carly Hartzman, leader of heavy alt-country band Wednesday. They released a lo-fi record together in 2018, before Lindemann joined the band full-time as a guitarist in 2020. Lindemann and Hartzman were dating and living together, although it seems they may have split, but still play together. In 2021, Lindemann released the solo album Ghost of Your Guitar Solo, which is a pretty lo-fi and experimental record, featuring some guitar ambience, a funky reggae track, and some heavy country notes. As I mentioned earlier, 2022's follow-up, Boat Songs, is his first high-fidelity record, and his first filled with consistently brilliant songs. Here's another track from that record, keeping up with the Who Does He Sound Like debate, here's one that reminds me a lot of Warren Zevon. This is Under Control.
Control anymore. Can't say
That was MJ Lindemann with Under Control on A Sonic Youth. Our final three tracks on this week's show demonstrate the punk rock Jason Molina label that can be applied to Lindemann's sound. They're from the awesome live album from Lindemann and his band The Wind, called Live and Loose. Several tracks from Boat Songs really come to life on this live LP, like this next track, the awesome burst of energy called SUV. That was MJ Lindemann with a live version of SUV. To finish this week's show, I want to play a medley of the two greatest tracks from this live album, Taste Just Like It Costs and Hangover Game. The former was written in 15 minutes and was a bit underrated by Lindemann himself. He was surprised when it became a top track from the record. When explaining the Taste Just Like It Costs lines, Lindemann offered up the explanation of Wrigley 50 Cent gum, that tastes just like it costs. The second track, Hangover Game, was written about the famous Michael Jordan hangover game in which Jordan played while obviously unwell. While it was originally blamed on the flu, people soon figured out that in reality it was a hangover. The live version is quite different to the original, forgoing sections of lyrics for guitar chaos. So those two tracks will see us off this week. Next week we have an episode on Husker Du's Bob Mould, releasing a few days before I'm going to see him live in Auckland. Here's MJ Lindemann.
About.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.